A few weeks ago, you might remember we spoke to a couple of very spirited grandmothers, including Michelle Clifton.
We are grannies on a mission.
Michelle is one of the hundreds of grandmothers that make up a nationwide movement called Grannies Respond, Abuelas Responden. And they've organized a caravan from New York to the U.S.-Mexico border with rallies planned at stops along the way.
We're going to shout out for freedom now.
And Michelle has been documenting the trip for us.
And give them safety at last.
Okay, we're riding on the bus, and we're on the way from New York City to Reading, Pennsylvania. We missed our exit, so we're having to go back. But I have to say, this has been such a wonderful experience. I have a really strong feeling that I have to go on this trip.
And
we've gotten over 200 emails of people who want to join the caravan. So who knows what city they're going to hook up with us, or if they're going to come in their own vehicles, or whatever. But so exciting. We'll see how many meet us at McAllen. Michelle Clifton here. It's 5:30 in the morning, and I'm just waking up in Reading, Pennsylvania. You know, yesterday was so wonderful. I don't know if you can hear, but it's raining outside right now, and there's people so wonderful to welcome me into their home, and they have this 7-year-old daughter who's just great, and she was saying that she imagined a person that could not walk that much and would be kind of feeble. And I think she was surprised to see that I'm so able-bodied and, you know, so much fun.
Yay! We will not be silent! We will not be silent! We will not be silent! We will not be silent.
Yay! Harrisburg, Grannies Respond, Abuelas Respondan has arrived in your city. Remember this day. You are witnessing a rebellion of grandmothers, the heart and soul of family itself. This group is traveling from New York and from Portland, Oregon, and Madison, Wisconsin, and Tallahassee, Florida, and Atlanta, Georgia. They're stopping in Pittsburgh, Louisville, Montgomery, Alabama, New Orleans, and Houston on their way to McAllen, Texas, protesting the treatment of immigrant families.
Immigrants now build this land, let my people stay. Hear our voices, we demand.
The thing that was so moving to me is so many people came up to me and said, thank you for going. Thank you for going to the border. And I feel like that's what I'm doing. I'm representing people across this country. And I'm bringing hope. And I'm doing this for me. I had to do this. I just had to take a stand.
Free to be with family, let my people stay.
Big thanks to Granny Michelle Clifton for documenting this journey for us. And you can see some of her photos of the trip at thetakeaway.org. The Granny Caravan arrived in Texas over the weekend.
Let my people stay. Hatred and bigotry threaten peace and liberty.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.